On this week's Bluegrass Breakdown, we'll be heading pell-mell into the wild and woolly bluegrassical soundscape of January and February 1977, when, among other things, Glenn Duncan and Wayne Fields joined the Boys from Indiana on fiddle and banjo, respectively. Stoney Cooper is hospitalized following a heart attack. Alan O'Brien suffers a ruptured esophagus while on the road with Buck White and the Down Home Folks. Colorado's Monroe Doctrine reforms with Wayne Beasley on mandolin, Mark Hembree on the bass, Rick Ryman on the banjo, and Danny Weiss on guitar. And folks like Ralph Stanley, the Bluegrass Special, Outdoor Plumbing Company, Bill Monroe, and Roland White make the high lonesome airwaves sing. I'm Dave Higgs, and it'll be nothing but 40-year-old grass coming up this They Sound As Good Today As They Did Back in 77 edition of Bluegrass Breakdown. We'll launch our tour of January and February 1977 with one from the great white-haired father himself. This is Bill Monroe singing Sweet Blue-Eyed Darlin', the lead-off track to his January 1977 MCA release, sings Bluegrass, Body and Soul.
You're my sweet blue-eyed darling, and my love belongs to you. All I ask of you, my darling, is love me good and true. Take your place. You're my sweet blue-eyed darling, and my love belongs to you. All I ask to you, my darling, is love me good and be true. You're my sweet blue-eyed darling, and my love belongs to you. All I ask of you, my darling, is love me good and be true. My darling, is love me good and be true. My deceitful heart keeps changing its mind. Hurting everyone but me. Each time I fall in love, it's soon that I find my fickle heart longs to be free. Don't fall in love with me, let me warn you from the start. I'm so in love with you, but I know I'll break your heart. Yes, I'll only break your heart. 'Cause my deceitful heart keeps changing its mind, hurting everyone but me. Each time I fall in love, it's soon that I find my fickle heart longs to be free. Gee, but you're wonderful, and I'd like to make you mine, but I don't think think my love could ever stand the test of time. Couldn't stand the test of time. Cause my deceitful heart keeps changing its mind, hurting everyone but me. Each time I fall in love, it's soon that I find my fickle heart longs to be free.
Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys with My Deceitful Heart, taken from their January 1977 Rebel LP, The Old Home Place. And yes, that was Keith Whitley singing lead, with Ralph, Jack Cook, and Danny Marshall on harmony vocals. Well, howdy friends and neighbors, Dave Higgs here, welcoming you to Bluegrass Breakdown, in a program that will be chock full of vintage grass, waxed in January and February 1977 by such groups as the Sawtooth Mountain Boys, Blue Velvet, Mike O'Rourke and the Freeborn Men, Larry McNeely, and Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys. We'll pick things up where we last left off in the series, in the middle of January 1977, where no album had a greater impact than the Big Mon's new offering. Bill Monroe sings Bluegrass, Body and Soul. The album contains some new material, like My Sweet Blue-Eyed Darling, with which we opened the program, a pair of Tough Edge instrumentals, and interestingly, some older material released for the first time on an LP, including the title track, written by Monroe's friend Virginia Stauffer, initially recorded by Bill in 1969 and made famous by the seldom seen and the Newgrass revival in the interim, with Body and Soul.
With body and and soul. There's a place I long to be, a place that I call home, a place where I was born and raised, a place I call my home. Every night upon I'd hear the whippoorwill singing to me in a lonesome sound, giving me cold chills. There's a place I long to be, a place that I call home, a place where I was born and raised, a place I call my a barefoot boy that roamed the hills, so common and so plain, tells his life just how it was, a story that never will change. There's a place I long, a place that I call home, a place where I was born and raised, a place I call my home, a place I call my home.
Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys with Old Home Place, the title track to their January 1977 Rebel LP. That was Keith Whitley handling the lead vocal chores. And Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys jump-started the set with the title track to their January MCA album with Body and Soul, about which Monroe states in his inimitable straight-to-the-point style, quote, "This song has been recorded by a lot of bluegrass groups, and we titled the album after it," end of quote. Michael Rorick formed the Freeborn Men with his younger brother Mitch when Mike was 19 years old. Mike was known for his comedy, and as he states in his liner notes to his January 1977 King Bluegrass album, Somewhere in Between, his mission is to, quote, "explore new avenues for further growth without losing the true soul of the traditional sound." Here are a couple of tunes from the project that demonstrate Mike's fun side, Corn Liquor, followed by Kindly, Keep It Country.
I have lost my blue-eyed darling, sitting with a broken heart, in the cabin in the Carolina here. Well, I loved the shiner's daughter, I loved her true with all my heart, till she fell into her daddy's liquor still. Oh, what a waste of good corn liquor, from the still they pulled the blood. The revenuer snickered, cause she melted in the liquor, and they had to bury poor Lily by the jug. Now cousin Caleb on the juice heart played a mighty mournful tune, while the kinfolk bowed their head and gathered round. And I heard the parson say, "Drink me only with thine eyes," as we watched him pour old Lily in the ground. Oh, what a way from the still they pulled the blood. The revenuer snickered, cause she melted in the liquor, and they had to bury poor Lily. me by the jug. When I'm sitting in the twilight near the weeping willow tree, and the sun is slowly sinking in the west, and I'm clutching to my bosom a little jug of Lily Lane, and with a broken heart I'm longing for the rest. Oh, what a waste of good home liquor from the still April blood. Well, the Reverend knew her snicker, for she melted in the liquor and had to bury old Lily by the jug. Oh, what a waste of good home liquor from the still April blood. The Reverend knew her snicker, for she melted in the liquor and had to bury poor Lily by the jug. And they had to bury poor Lily by the jug. Now out in Oklahoma, when Saturday rolls around, everybody goes to the Legion Hall about 9 miles out of town. Play that country music and we play it by the hour. We turn that guitar loose on one, pick the wildwood flower. Well, we get a little more progressive as we're dancing round the clock. Well, the fiddle player doubled on a saxophone and the banjo player sang a little rock. Well, the bass man done some way out things, guess we got carried away. And before too long it into our throng, together you could hear them say, kinda keep it country, don't wanna hear no symphony. Just wear back and let them play those good old songs for me. Now don't be hitting no fancy licks, just stick to the melody. Kinda keep it country, that's good enough for me. Country fan, he was there every Saturday night. He'd sidle on up to the bandstand and he'd tell them how to play it right. He'd say, kinda keep it country, I don't want to hear no rock and roll. Say, none of that fancy uptown jazz, none of that stuff called soul. Well, I don't want to hear no clarinet, no bugle or slide trombone. Well, there ain't no room for no bassoon, no trumpet or xylophone. Just hit them strings and let them ring and get in close to the mic. Well, loud and long, play strong, son, that's the kind of band I like. Oh, kinda keep it country, don't want to hear no symphony. Just play back and let them play those good old songs for me. Now don't be hitting no fancy licks, just stick to the melody. Kinda keep it country, that's good enough for me. Well, kinda keep it country, don't want to hear no symphony. Just play back and let them play those good old songs for me. Now don't be hitting no fancy licks, just stick to the melody. Kinda keep it country, that's good enough for me. Well, kinda keep it country, that's good enough for me.
Michael Rourke and the Freeborn Men with a pair from their January 1977 King Bluegrass LP, their second for that label. From the aptly named Somewhere in Between, we heard Kindly Keep It Country, preceded by Corn Liquor. Banjoist Larry McNeely, best known for his appearances on TV on the Glenn Campbell Good Time Hour and the Smothers Brothers Show, will take us on through our forthcoming break with Black Room, swiped from his January 1977 Flying Fish LP, Rhapsody for Banjo. Dave Higgs, and we'll continue firing 40-year-old nuggets of bluegrassical excellence immediately following our break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We're back, still immersed in the swarm of albums that first hit the new bluegrass LP bins in January 1977, like the latest from perhaps the genre's most influential band of the period, the mighty Seldom Seen. They called the release the new Seldom Seen album, a project that found the group in a somewhat restless mood, becoming more eclectic than ever, with a few songs featuring drums, pedal steel, Linda Ronstadt singing harmony vocals, and a cover of a song written by Gene Fingers Taylor, Jimmy Buffett's harmonica player, recorded by Buffett himself the year before. This is Big Rig.
Well, mine was wrote down, baby, and all of my songs true. I guess I like my whiskey drinking a whole lot more than I do. But I don't know about the good life, baby, not so sure it's for me. I'd much rather be at home rolling with you than watching Tom Snyder on TV. Wish it was a big rig rolling on home to you. Wish it was a big rig. What a big rig, baby, rolling on home to you. Wish it was a big rig rolling on home to you. Wish it was a big rig on a big rig, baby, rolling on home to you. She wants to go home with me. Wish it was a big rig rolling on home to you. Wish it was a big rig, well, a big rig, baby, rolling on home to you. I wish I was a big rig, baby, rolling on home to you.
That your love for me was never conceal. I still need you and I want you with me. But it's all right if that's the way you
The Seldom Scene, covering the Stanley Brothers and Jimmy Buffett on the new Seldom Scene album released by Rebel Records in January 1977. John Duffy hit it out of the park with his lead vocals on If That's the Way You Feel, and John Starling did pretty much the same thing with Big Rig. Oregon's Sawtooth Mountain Boys will finish off our examination of the bluegrassical doings of January 77 with a track from their debut outing, From Bluegrass. This is Charlene.
Oh, Charlene, the days and nights cold, you gone from my side. Well, I told the children you were gone. Our little girl, she cried. Our baby girl missed you, and you know I'm lonesome too. Charlene, Charlene. Well, I told the children you were gone. Our little girl, she cried. Our baby girl misses you, and you know I'm lonesome too. Charlene, 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 Charlene.
searching for your love. I brewed the rails on the road made to Mexico. But tonight, my dear, I'll never see the tides ebb anymore. The sands have washed into the bay, the sun is setting low. I'm searching every bottle on every barroom shelf, from coast to coast, from state to state, and all the islands too. But I wait to find my dreams untrue of holding you so tight. Instead, an empty pocket and a tired and aching heart. But love is where you left it when you started out to roam. Love is where you left it. Turn around and go back home. Well, it seems as though my search has been wrong in every way. Instead of looking elsewhere, I should have looked at home. But love is where you left it when you started out to roam. Love is where you left it. Turn around and go back home. But love is where you left it. Turn around and go back home. Someday I'm coming home to you.
For 5 long years I've been here in this northern city, and I don't even know my neighbor's name. My wife calls it a rat race, this life that we're now living, and I'm not sure that I don't feel the same. But I guess that it beats a hoeing corn in some rugged new ground, working in the mines or the logging wood. Last night in my dreams I went back home to Kentucky, and I woke up this morning feeling good. Kentucky with your blue skies and your golden harvest moon, and your bluegrass meadows sparkling in the dew. Kentucky with your mountains standing tall and proud, someday I'm coming home to you. My thoughts travel the back roads of my mind, now I go back home in memory once again. I recall Sunday dinner with all the family, and how life had seemed so simple then. Well, I remember chopping wood to feed a hungry stove, and for hours I'd pick berries in some coal. Well, I thought the times were hard, but I'd go back if I could, a barefoot boy walking in the woods. Kentucky with your blue skies and your golden harvest moon, and your bluegrass meadows sparkling in the dew. Kentucky with your mountains standing tall and proud, someday I'm coming home to you. Someday I'm coming home to you.
Three tracks from three debut albums released in early 1977. Blue Velvet, led by well-known mandolinist Wendy Smith, of Wendy Smith and Mike Lilly, as well as Larry Sparks and the Lonesome Ramblers fame, gave us Bluegrass Meadows from their First Edition project. The Bluegrass Special was in the middle with Searching for Your Love, as heard on their King Bluegrass LP, Mountains, Mines, and Memories. And the Sawtooth Mountain Boys were in the leadoff spot with Charlene, as taken from their album simply and descriptively entitled Bluegrass. The latter two LPs first saw the light of Bluegrass Day in February 1977, and the former was released the month before. We'll leave it once again to banjoist Larry McNeely, who honed his chops with the Pinnacle Boys, Glenn Campbell and the Smothers Brothers, who counts several appearances on the Waltons among his many diverse accomplishments, to get us safely through our next break with a little bit of the Limehouse Blues, as heard on his Rhapsody for Banjo LP. Higgs, and we'll continue plumbing the bluegrassical depths of February 1977 with appearances by Cliff Waldron, Outdoor Plumbing Company, and Roland White, the other side of our break, here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We have returned, still surveying the new Bluegrass LP bins of February 1977, where Cliff Waldron's latest and all gospel project has just been inserted. From Cliff's Rebel album Gospel, this is the Sunshine Special.
I've travel in the valley of sin and dark despair. I found no peace or comfort, nor lasting pleasure there. Then I gave my heart to Jesus, and he took me by the hand, put me on the Sunshine Special. Now I'm bound for the glory land. I'm riding the Sunshine Special, I'm speeding up the glory line. I'm headed for the Sunshine Station in the land of joy divine. I'm leaving the clouds behind me and looking for a future bright. I'm riding the Sunshine Special to a land of pure delight. As I travel along the shining way, that good old time religion is mine from day to day. I'm so glad my Savior found me and redeemed me by his love, put me on the Sunshine Special with a pass for the land above. I'm riding the Sunshine Special, I'm speeding up the glory line. I'm headed for the Sunshine Station in the land of joy divine. I'm leaving the clouds behind me and looking for a future bright. I'm riding the Sunshine Special to a land of pure delight. Aboard the Sunshine Special, and happy you will be. We'll all rejoice together as we keep on a speeding one. We'll ride the Sunshine Special to the land of eternal dawn. I'm riding the Sunshine Special, I'm speeding up the glory line. I'm headed for the Sunshine Station in the land of joy divine. I'm leaving the clouds behind me and looking for a future bright. I'm riding the Sunshine Special to a land of pure delight.
Once again to see him walking, once again to hear him talking, to the stars he makes and asking them for bus fare. I guess he'd rather be in Colorado. He'd rather play his banjo morning when the moon is scarcely gone. In the dawn the subway's coming, in the dawn I hear him humming some old song he wrote of love in Boulder Canyon. I guess he'd rather be in Colorado. Guess he'd rather. out where the only thing you earn is what you spend. In the end, up in his office, in the end, a quiet cough is all he has to show. He lives in New York City. Guess he'd better be in Colorado.
Outdoor Plumbing Company covering a John Denver song, I Guess He'd Rather Be in Colorado, from their self-titled debut. That song was written by Bill Danoff and Taffy Nivert as part of a 20-minute songwriting exercise. The duo would later befriend John Denver, and the rest, as they so often say, is history. By the way, Bill and Taffy would later become an integral part of the Starland Vocal Band, best known for their surprise 1976 hit, Afternoon Delight. And Cliff Waldron led the pack with Sunshine Special, as heard on his Rebel album, Gospel. Both LPs were released in February 1977. You're hearing all this 40-year-old madness thanks to Nashville Public Radio, Nashville, Tennessee, where Bluegrass Breakdown is produced by Scott Smith and engineered by Ed Lambert. We've got playlists and past programs posted at bluegrassbreakdown.com and can be contacted at bluegrass@wpln.org. Also new in February is Roland White's solo debut. The album features a smiling Roland brandishing a huge cigar, donning a big Texas hat, standing in front of a vintage automobile with the title of I Wasn't Born to Rock and Roll, a title that actually continues onto the back cover with But I Love to Cook, where Roland's shown frying some eggs using a mandolin for a skillet. And cook Roland does on his mighty 7-minute, 38-second marathon medley. See if you can name all the tunes. Hint, there are six of them.
The marathon, take one. One, two, three. Hungry, sick, and cold. Sweetheart, I beg you to come home tonight. I'm so blue and all alone. I promise that I'll treat you right. Love, oh love, please come home.
Buddy for my sound.
So long, buddy. Don't you roll so slow.
Well, I can roll.
When I can roll,
where the wheels won't go.
I'm going on the mountain.
Stay till I die. And at night through the bars I will gaze at the stars and long for your kisses in vain.
Roland White singing his iconic Marathon, six classic bluegrass songs strung together in the mother of all medleys. In case you missed one, that was Love Please Come Home, Nine Pound Hammer, Shackles and Chains, Live and Let Live, Doing My Time, and Sitting on Top of the World. Well, that's just about going to wrap up our bluegrassical journey through January and February 1977. We'll give Roland the last say with the tune he and his brother Clarence wrote in 1963 while driving along the New Jersey Turnpike back in their Kentucky Colonel days. This is Powder Creek. And on that high, happy whether Roland's doing the playing or the cooking, you'll always have a most pleasant experience. Kind of note, this is Dave Higgs saying, thanks for listening. Have a good week. See you next week. Goodbye, so long, and adios. Coming up on the next Bluegrass Breakdown, we'll be starting the new year off right by homing in on some hot new bluegrass. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll have the latest from Ray Cardwell, Pert Near, Southern Rail, the infamous String Dusters, the High Bar Gang, the Sandy Shortridge Band, and Aaron Frosty Foster on the next Bluegrass Breakdown.